With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Region of Queens is providing almost $2,800 in grant money to this station through the Community Investment Fund. QCCR manager Brian Godfrey says the money will be used to upgrade equipment in the main broadcast studio. The main mixing console and amplifiers have been in Studio A since the station was launched over 16 years ago. Godfrey says the equipment still works, but as with any technology, it breaks down over time, and reliability has become a concern.
Studio A was always our biggest headache because there's both literally thousands of feet of wire going everywhere in there, and we don't know where it goes, so we had to hire on a couple broadcast engineers.
The grant will cover half the cost of the new equipment, with the rest of the funding coming as a personal loan from several members of the station's board of directors. QCCR recently signed a 10-year lease extension at our location on the corner of Market and Main Streets in Liverpool. Upgrading the equipment is part of a larger renovation, which will include new flooring, furniture, and a fresh coat of paint. Godfrey says QCCR is a place for residents of Liverpool to hear local voices talking about local issues. The station is not just a resource for local news, events, and programming, but also a destination to hear discussions about Liverpool's past, present, and future. Godfrey says QCCR is important as it gives community members a voice.
One thing about community radio station, it's open to anyone out there that maybe thought, oh, I'd be a DJ, I got a voice, but I never wanted to think I'd ever be on a radio. Well, here's your chance. We're always looking for volunteers.
Godfrey says the station will be asking for more funding from the region in the next budget season to help with the installation costs of the new equipment. If all goes to plan, he expects the renovations and studio equipment will be in place by the end of May. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.